missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
Week 3 of the Citizens Patrol Academy.
Shaw. He's on the cop training.
Yeah, because you're going to be a cop, right?
I already am. They gave me a badge.
Okay.
So it's
close
official.
Enough.
It's pretty official. Yeah. It was actually pretty funny. I walked in and I missed last week because of the .01K, but I walked in, she handed me my badge, and I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, so do we use this to open the doors now? Because you got to go into the police station, then you open a door to go to the basement where the training room is. And she says, yeah, that doesn't actually work.
No, it's
just you have to be buzzed in.
You have to wait for us to open the door for
you. We just used the laminate machine. That was it. We just wanted to make it.
I was like, well, who do I speak to get this activated? I mean, let's get going here. I mean, let's go.
But is that what you show to get the free donuts, though? That's what
I don't know. There, you know, I've been around some of the areas. I haven't
no
seen
donuts?
Any donuts yet.
Not one donut?
But I haven't been there for like a morning shift, so I don't know. We'll find out. I don't think the donuts. There were some cookies yesterday in the 911 dispatch.
Nice.
That was where we started. We started talking about the dispatch and what they do, and no way in hell. You couldn't pay
me
enough.
Tough job, that's for sure.
It was brutal. Nancy was the supervisor, and they got 6 screens in front of them.
Right, it's just
and they've got like 30 tabs open. It was crazy. They don't just answer 911 calls. They also do the weather warning sirens that you hear. They answer for the entire county. And I found this out. I don't know if I'm really supposed to say this, but I'm just going to do it anyways. Hopefully, I don't make anybody mad. But based on the numbers that I was told, the dispatchers, when they start their job, when you get started being a dispatcher, Shaw, $865 an hour.
That's it.
If you break down 40-hour weeks for an entire year based on the salary, it's not very much.
Nope.
Seriously.
Now, granted, I'm sure they have pretty good benefits through the city or the county. They probably get pay increases or whatever, but.
Stressful job,
though. But the stress and to remain calm and to deal with—I mean—and they're you're talking fire calls, you're talking EMS calls, you're talking 911, and then you talk about the calls that like come in that don't have anything to do with the police. You know, I didn't get enough chicken nuggets. You know, it's like
they got to deal with that stuff.
They got to deal with all that.
One time when I was not in radio, so after a firing, obviously, I applied for
dispatch
one of those
job because you think, I have a degree in communications, right,
Shaw, and whatever. And I went to the interview thing, and they're like, "Yeah, you're not cut out for this because of the the stress."
Well, the interview process to become one of these is pretty fanatical too.
I didn't make it through that.
Yeah,
they were like, "Nope, it's not for you." I'm like, "Okay."
They have 7 consoles in dispatch. This is some of the numbers from last year: 117,000 calls for police in 2014, 6,000 for EMT, 2,500 for fire. 275,987 calls total in 2014.
Quarter million calls, wow.
Yeah, quarter of a million in La Crosse from the surrounding counties.
Yep.
756 per day coming into that center that people are
And think of the distress people are in if you're
medical emergency.
Well, and you're trying to get their address. You're trying to, and the other thing I found out too was what's interesting, Shaw. So the landline calls, right? Your name and your address pops up. They kind of get your address and know where you're at. But cell phones, apparently, you see it in the movies and TV. It's totally not like that. They don't find you in 30 seconds with triangulation. It's not like that at all. But they don't even get your name sometimes when it pops up. It's really based on the cell phone carrier, apparently, whether or not, what kind of information shows up.
Yep.
That's got to be daunting.
Wow.
You're trying to get this information from people on a cell phone, and you have no clue, and all you get is a phone number.
And they're usually in a state of, distress at the time. So
well, and they could be anywhere because it's bouncing off a tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Went over to the jail. I got to say, again, we talked about this in the first week. The drug problem here in the La Crosse area is unbelievable. Every single officer, every person in the jail we spoke to, the drug problem is numero uno. Meth and heroin, apparently.
Dude,
super bad.
And that's so scary. When we talked to officers a number of years ago, they were talking about how it was ridiculous. And it's even grown since then, Shaw. It's scary.
Yeah, the jail, by the way, has its own bank. Pretty cool. They have their own bank that they manage the money for, the inmates. People can put money into an account for them to buy, stuff that they need. They book about 5,700 people a year. 1,000 of them are new, so a lot of repeat offenders over there at the jail.
Nice.
Strip search is not allowed on arrestees. However, if you're convicted and you're in the jail, I believe they can. So, like, the people can sneak the drugs in, and they have a serious problem with that over there, and I don't envy their job at all. 199 people went through the detox program in February at the jail. 199 in February of this year through the detox program. It's crazy. And then, of course, we went and did the tasering.
So that was the cap of the night. That was it. Then they sent you home after that.
Officer Reinflisch, or Reinflisch, I hope I pronounced that correctly. I apologize if I messed up, but he was the taser training officer. And informative. You know, you see the old, you know, from the 70s when they had those crazy tasers that looked like a dirt devil without the nose on it. You know, look like
and this is.
We're talking about an actual gun. Made it smaller. Yeah. They've got the prongs that fire out from the cartridge. They also can take the cartridge out and then hit you with it if you're up close and personal, but that's not really all that great. It's scary. You know, they showed the video of in the face, the Las Vegas police training video. Yeah. So a couple of laughs from that. Everybody enjoyed that video.
Were you first?
No, I went last. I had to poop. And so I said, I'm going to go poop because I'm afraid.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Like,
I'll come
legit
back.
Afraid.
And so you saw everybody else in class?
I saw like three or four other people in front of me. Most of the people opted to go on their knees because you can start on your knees on the pad. And, you got a couple officers holding you so you don't fall flat on your face. You're required to wear the goggles. They shoot you in the back. They try to aim for, you got to stay away from the neck and the head and stay away from the genitals and sensitive.
Get you in the lower back butt area.
Yeah. One girl, poor girl, I felt so bad for her. They hit her with the taser, right? So the prongs come out and it was a dud, essentially. It didn't connect right. So she was there expecting the
and then had to do it again.
And heard the gun. He goes, taser, taser, and then shoots it and then pop. And then you expect the pain and then nothing. And she's like, and then he's like, we could shoot it again. No, I'm good. And then he hit her in the back though with the close up range one for like a half a second. But I went last and it was brutal. I love the line though from the officer that was doing the taser training. They don't want to get the ride. I love that.
Right.
Saying he was referring to when they see the yellow. He really liked the fact that it was a yellow gun. The taser gun is yellow. It stands out. They know what it is. And even if you've never been tased before, you automatically in your brain are like, nope, I'm good. They don't want to get the ride.
Yeah, they don't want that.
And they made me do it. I'll be honest. I tried to puss out. I did not want to do it at all. I was concerned about pooping myself. I was concerned about dying and my wife having to like find me. You know, like I just very concerned. You know, I.
Right, we've never been tased. You're not a criminal. You're not somebody.
I don't care how much information he gave me about the safety of this thing because they were talking about ohms and wattage, you know. And I'm like, nope.
Sound like a nerdy engineer.
Nope. Don't want to do it. But I'm glad
you did.
I'm glad I did.
And the video is available for people to see once we reach our goal of 500.
Yeah, we're about $100 away from our goal of $500 for the Rock Foundation. If you want to see the video of me getting tased yesterday at the La Crosse Police,
there was cursing.
I cursed a little.
I want to say that.
Well, even the officer who was training us, he cursed. He showed us his video. And
he cursed, too. A lot of cursing.
It's crazy, though. It's 5 seconds, and there is a lot of pain. But you're fully aware of what's going on. You know, your brain isn't shutting down or anything like that. But it's almost like having a body-wide Charlie horse or muscle spasm, basically is what it is. You tense up. You know, one guy didn't go down. I don't know what he must be Superman or something. I don't know what he was doing, but... I tell you what, no way ever. Mm-mm. Never again.
You're not going to run from the cops?
Hell no. I'm running right into the back of the squad. Let's go. Let's go. Nope. Never. Not good. So bad. Call me a wimp, whatever. I don't care. It was not fun.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.